I think a lot of people go to individual therapy and they see a therapist who's been trained in individual modalities. So they'll see a psychiatrist or an LCSW or an LPC, a practitioner of counseling. And all of them have been trained in basically a linear way of thinking of like, well, you do this and they do this. And if you can't like set a boundary and make them change, then you might as well give up. And I think a lot of people get this advice. But and this is called like linear thinking, right? A causes B. Right. And so if you set a boundary and that person doesn't listen, well, then you probably just can't do anything else. And you and I are both marriage and family therapists, and we understand these are feedback loops. A fuels B and B fuels A. And what we do influences like how the other person responds. And what this does, it gives us a ton of power and a ton of clarity on if we're A in this situation. All we can do is change everything on our half. But when we do that, it often influences how the other person responds. And so doing things like, you know, being more compassionate, understanding of where the other person is coming from, that changes how we interact with them. Understanding that they have rejection fears, it changes how we interact with them. And it might invite change on their half. And even if it doesn't, we change on our half and it's okay.